Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, listen, at times like this, when we're trying to decipher the world's events, when we're trying to separate fact from fiction, we're trying to get a sense of what's really going on, we turn to wise people like Larry Kudlow, senior commentator on CNBC. It's good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So you've been watching the Dems. You've been getting taking your notes. What's your sense of it thus far? Larry?
Yeah, hello. Are you
I'm
there?
Sorry, having a hard time hearing you. Go ahead.
I watched Cory Booker's speech, okay? I couldn't watch all of them. No one can watch all of those speeches. You just can't do it. But I did watch Cory Booker's speech, and I was struck by how equal everything is. In other words, the Black Lives Matter group is the same equal to the cops, for example. That was one thing that stuck out in my mind. That people who make bad decisions, they just need a little help because bad decisions, after all, are almost as good as good decisions, but they just need a little bit of assistance to push them over the right moral line. And we're all sort of equal, and no one does anything wrong. And I just kind of think, you know, there's no moral judgment here. There's no defense of the cops here. There's no defense of economic growth here. It's okay if we don't have growth as long as we equalize people. Rich people have to be equalized with poor people. It just seems to me like the whole democratic idea is let's strike out inequality. Let's give everyone an equal voice. Let's not blame anyone for anything. We're all good guys. We all believe in the Declaration of Independence. You know, I just don't believe that. I think there are moral judgments. I think there's a difference between good and bad. And I guess that's what the Democratic Convention is going to be all about. There's just nothing wrong. Whereas Donald Trump made very clear distinctions, particularly on the issue of crime and law and order. That was one. Particularly on the issue of economic growth. That was another. Particularly on the issue of wages. I was just struck by how vacuous the whole Democratic presentation was yesterday.
Well, looking forward, they're going to trot out former President Bill Clinton to make the case that bringing Hillary in will usher in the prosperity of the 90s, as I'm sure he will make the case. Is it possible for Bill Clinton to make that argument and make the argument of how our economy can be turned around without in some way insulting Barack Obama, who will also speaking this week, who's going to try to say everything's great with our economy?
Well, that's right. And, I guess Bill will have to, he'll have to speak against his wife in this, because his wife is following Obama, and his wife has said on any number of occasions that we can't go back to the mistakes of the last 30 years. Well, those mistakes include Bill Clinton's term. I mean, you had Ronald Reagan launching 25 years, and that's when prosperity was at its zenith, probably in the whole post-World War II period. We haven't really grown in 15 years, so this 30-year thing, which she says routinely in her speeches, by the way. In fact, I was so honored because she said that Donald Trump has brought in the economists who were responsible for the last 30 years. And I've never had such honor before. And therefore, Mr. Trump is part of the problem and she's part of the solution, but she doesn't quite mention where her husband is. I mean, he's the guy that cut the capital gains tax. He's the guy that reformed welfare. He's the guy that moved towards spending reductions along with Newt Gingrich. So I don't know what their message is. I think they're going to have a messaging problem throughout this.
What do you make of the emails that have dropped out of WikiLeaks that suggest that there was collusion between the Clinton campaign and the DNC when the DNC was supposed to be neutral, and that perhaps the DNC was actively working to the detriment of Bernie Sanders? And then when the Democrats are asked about this, they go, "Well, it all came from the Russians."
And the Russians in cahoots. The Russians. Right? I mean, that's the next step.
Larry, you're breaking up big time here. We're barely hearing you now.
I don't know.
Can you grab a good cell there? Try again.
I'm not sure. Maybe I can do this a little better. How to do this? Is this any better?
It's a little better.
Go ahead.
All right. So it's not just the Russians. It's Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is actually telling the Russians which emails to steal and which emails to publish.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a very strange story, is what I think. And I'm sure the Russians were involved. What I'm not sure of, and what I don't see one whit of evidence, is that Donald Trump was somehow involved, because we all know that Trump basically loves Putin. We all know Trump loves Russia. And therefore, I don't know where that leads. All right, there isn't one scintilla of evidence of any of that. So I don't get it. I mean, to me, last night, and I confess I didn't watch everything, but last night is incoherent is the best word. There are major divisions in the Democratic Party. They're going to try to somehow slough them over. But it's so incoherent. In other words, I'll go back to Hillary's speech coming up on Thursday. What is it you believe in, and what are you running on? What is your message, okay? Because you botched foreign policy, you botched economic policy, now you're trying to play the conspiratorial blame game. That's not going to work.
All right.
Trump had a very powerful speech himself and comes out of his convention with a bump. Where is her bump? Maybe it'll come, maybe I'm dead wrong here, but I don't know what she believes in. I don't know what her message is. She's rejected her husband in favor of Barack Obama. To me, that's a losing message.
We're going to have to leave it right there, Larry Kudlow. Always greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.